quickly on the arrow of deliverance. The arrow of deliverance. The arrow of deliverance. It's quite important for us to understand that deliverance is real. Like I mentioned earlier, every one of us, we need deliverance in one way or the other. We need deliverance in one way or the other. Deliverance does not mean that somebody is in bondage. Deliverance means that somebody has broken through from limitation. When anything limits a believer, such a believer still needs deliverance. Are we together? When you discover that there is a way you're supposed to go in a direction, but each time you face that way, there seems to be no way, and suddenly God makes a way there. What has taken place there? Deliverance. That's why God promised, I will make a way in the wilderness. So when God does a new thing in your life, he gives you deliverance. A new thing that is done every time is called deliverance. And this year, every one of us, we experience new things. Amen. I can hear our amen. Amen. We experience new things. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Psalm 34 and verse 17. Psalm 34 verse 17. The Bible tells us about the righteous. The Bible tells us about the righteous. He said the righteous cried. Psalm 34 and verse 17. He said the righteous cried out. And the Lord hears. Not even a sinner, the righteous. The righteous also need deliverance. You need deliverance because we live in a world that from time to time, you need the deliverance of God to be who God created you to be. You need the deliverance of God to live the life God created you to live. So he said, the righteous cry out and the Lord hears. This morning we are here to cry out and the Lord will hear.
Amen.
You know why? This is the last Sunday in our month of elevation. You have been waiting in fasting since the beginning of this month. By next month now, we're already in February. Is that correct? And as we are in February, you are beginning, you are already enjoying the answers to all your prayers. Hallelujah. Amen. You are experiencing them. So this last Sunday, for all our waiting on the Lord, we are going to be agreeing together in the place of prayer. We're going to be shooting the arrow of deliverance. That as you enter into the month of February, you begin to experience new things. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears. And the Bible says, and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord delivers them out of all their troubles. In 2 Samuel chapter 22, 2 Samuel chapter 22 and verse 2 to 3. 2 Samuel 22 verse 2 to 3. I'd like to show you something there. That person said, the God of my strength, verse 2 and 3. He said, and he said, the Lord is my rock. Everybody say, the Lord is my rock.
The Lord is my rock.
And my fortress.
And my fortress.
And my deliverer. Who is the Lord to you? Your deliverer. Who is the Lord to you? Your deliverer. One mistake we can never make in life is to expect deliverance outside Jesus. A woman was barren in the Bible, and the Bible says she came to her husband and she began to say, give me a child or I die. Give me a child or I die. He said, am I God that closed your womb? There was a famine in a particular time, in a particular town. And they went, two women, crying to the king. The king said, if I'm not help, how can I help you? That's why a psalmist cried and said, "Help us, O God, for vain is the help of man." You know why? Your deliverance is not in any man. Your deliverance is not even in a pastor. Anna got to Shiloh. Anna knew my deliverance is not even in Eli. She didn't consult Eli. She went straight and began to cry to the Lord, the deliverer. And the deliverer heard her. Eli thought she was drunk. But Eli did not know that this woman was crying to a deliverer. Anna was righteously crying. The Lord hears. And the Lord delivered her. This week is our week of great deliverance.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So 2 Samuel 22 verse 3 now says, "The God of my strength is the God of our strength." He said, "In whom I will trust." I want us to trust him this very week. I want us to trust him as we are closing this fast. We have waited on him. He's our strength. Our help can come from him. He's willing to send us deliverance. The Bible talks about the children of Israel in Exodus chapter 3, they cried. The Bible says God at their groaning. Do you know whatsoever you are going through, God is not comfortable with your limitations. God is not comfortable with my limitations. He wants to deliver us. When you see your child stranded or locked up in a particular thing, all you want to do when the child cries, you want to set free. The same thing about our God. The Bible says he had their groanings. He called Moses. "I have had the groanings of these people. And I have come down to deliver them. I have come down to deliver them. I have come down to deliver them." He said, "Therefore I am sending you." So God entered into Moses and entered into Egypt through Moses to bring out his people, so that they come out of their bondage into the land of promise. God has come down to deliver us.
Amen.
He sent Jesus to deliver us. And this moment, this season, is a season of great deliverance.
Amen.
So he said, "My shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge." That's talking about Jesus. He said, "My Savior, you save me from violence." I'd like us to lift our two hands unto him where you are seated. I don't have too much of preaching to do this morning. I know deliverance is here. I want you to cry to the Lord and say, "Father."
Father.
Let it be louder, say, "Father."
Father.
Let it be louder, say, "Father."
Father.
Are you crying or you are speaking? Let it be louder, say, "Father." Let it be louder, say, "Father." Let it be louder, say, "Father. You are my deliverer. I wait on your deliverance. I wait on your deliverance. This very morning, send deliverance to me in the name of Jesus." Are you ready to cry? Now, let me say this to us before I round off. There is a difference between a cry and a talk. Do you know the reason many of us have not moved out of the level God wants us to move? It's because we are still talking. You are not crying. You are still talking. Each time you fire cannot be burning and you just put your hands and say, "Fire is burning me. Fire is burning me. Fire is just burning me." Fire? It's not fire. It must be something else. When fire is burning, you won't talk, you will cry. God knows when you talk. God knows when you cry. It's not that God did not know that you are going through certain things. It's because he knows you are still coping. It's not that God is not ready for deliverance. Do you know many of us, we have given Satan a permissive opportunity in our life. You say, well, I'm going through those things. Well, I will begin to speak grammar. Well, I will patiently wait on the Lord. Well, he said, the righteous cry. There is always a time to cry. There is always a time to talk. When Anna was afflicted, she got to a point, she said, no, this is not a matter of talking. How can you see somebody praying and you feel that person is drunk? That person must be praying in a radical way. That person must not be concerned. That means that person is not bothered about who is around. That person does not care who is watching me. Anna cried. Anna cried. The Bible says in that Psalm 34 verse 17, the righteous did not talk. The righteous cried. In my little walk with God, I have discovered that each time I see sudden breakthrough, it's a time I have said, Lord, enough is enough. Not when, I want to show you something lastly before you pray. We may pray for some 10 minutes, a very violent prayer. This morning, and there will be deliverance.
Amen.
Now, but before I show you, I have discovered that sometimes when I've told my wife about that before, when we are believing God, there are things we are believing God for now. And I discovered that it's because I'm not ready to cry. It's because I've not got to a crying point. And God is saying, son, as long as you can cope, I can cope with it. But when you cry, then I can't allow you to withstand it anymore. I told her, I said, I've realized that many a times when that thing will come on me, and I will discover that, Lord, this situation cannot remain like this. This situation cannot remain like this. I will say, Lord, you have to do, and it will be urgent on me to cry. And I will say, that time when that thing comes, I will want to cry. And after that time, I will discover that a little is like this. I no longer cry about it. Do you know when fire is burning, until fire is removed, you don't stop crying? So I discover that there are issues in your life. There are issues you need to intercede for in the life of others. There are issues you need to bring before heaven, that you let heaven know that somebody is crying on the earth for deliverance. The Bible talks about Elijah. He was the one who spoke on behalf of God that there should be no rain in 1 Kings chapter 18. And the Bible says he went back again after 3.5 years and said, Lord, I demand for rain. God said, you close the heaven. And it can't be as cheap as that. The Bible says Elijah put his head on his thighs and began to cry first time. And he looked up. He says, son, go and look at the sky. That one went there. I said, Father, nothing. And the man began to cry. Second time. He said, go again. And the boy came back. Daddy, nothing. No sign. I didn't see any sign that everyone is doing something on our behalf. He said, okay. Stay there. Head on thigh means crying. How many of us have tried that before? Because when I read it, I don't know if you try things in the scripture. I normally do it to try and check how convenient it is to put your head between your thighs. May God have mercy on your neck. So I discovered that Elijah was not in comfort. First time, second time, third time, fifth time, the boy came back and said nothing. In the sixth time, the boy came back and said nothing. And Elijah did not stop. He kept crying And on the seventh time, he said, go again. Then he said, he began to see like a hand for me. Not even the cloud is dark. And Elijah answered, that's okay. That means something is happening. How many of us give up on God before you see that heaven has given heed to you? You have cried for 1 year, no sign. You stop crying. You have cried for 2 year, no sign. You stop crying. But do you know it is in the midst of your cry that God makes you? In counseling, for those who understand counseling as counselors, when you are counseling somebody and the person is crying, we were trained that you allow that person to cry. How many of us have? Yes. Because crying is a therapy. You allow that person to release all the hurt. So as a counselor, you don't stop the flow. You don't say, don't cry again. That person must cry because that is a process of the healing of that person. Now, I'm not just talking about when you are praying and you are weeping, but do you know you can come under the influence of the Holy Spirit at a time that you don't know you are just weeping? You are just saying, Lord, 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 deliverance, Lord. Lord, deliverance, Lord. You know, many of us have lost this power. Our prayer has become so powerless because we talk in prayer, we don't cry. The Bible says the righteous, not a sinner, a righteous. Because God will do nothing, He will decide. It's not that God cannot do anything without our prayer, but God will decide not to. There is nothing God cannot do without your prayer, but God has decided to put His power in your prayer. So that when you cry, God will be able to do something. I want to round off now. I hope you have been able to get me. This year, don't talk. This year, cry. That's your key to elevation. That's the arrow. That's the arrow you must shoot. You have to cry. And I want to end with this. Everybody, can we turn to the book of 2 Kings? Chapter 13. How many of us are blessed already this morning? 2 Kings chapter 13. And we're going to be closing with that with some few prayers. Everybody will cry this morning. If we are praying 4 prayers, 5 prayers, let it be an outcry in your heart. Let it be an outcry in your heart. Except there is no burden that you want God to do something about. Before I take you that, I saw something that made me in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 7. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, 7 says, oppression makes a wise man mad. Oppression. You are wise. You are not a fool. You engage the world. You act on the world. Yet you discover you are limited. You do everything, you discover that my life is beyond this, Lord. I am limited. You look mad. Oppression makes a wise man. A wise man. No matter how wise you are, when you are under limitations, you are under oppression, you are mad. You are confused. That's why you need to shoot this arrow. Let's go to 2 Kings chapter 13. I want to show you something. It was about Elisha the prophet. That man was about to go. He was about to die. And a particular king realized that this man was about to die. Joash, from verse 14 of 2 Kings chapter 13, Elisha had become sick with the illness of which he would die. This man was to go. He has been a backbone, a strength, a refuge, a defender to Joash. And this man was dying. And Joash, the king of Israel, came down to him and wept over his face and said, oh, my father, he wept, he cried. He was weeping over the father. My father, my father, oh, the chariot of Israel and their horsemen. The Bible says in verse 15, Elisha did not cry. He only said to him, take a bow and some arrows Everybody says some arrows. Now look at him. He said, take a bow and some arrows. So he took himself a bow and some arrows. Prophetic instruction. I'm coming there. Prophetic instruction. You are crying now. I'm giving you an instruction. Now in verse 16. Then he said to the king of Israel, put your hand on the bow. So he put his hand on it. And Elisha put his hands on the king's hands. Are you seeing it in your Bible? And he said, open the east window. You have a goal. You have a target. You have a direction where your prayer is going to target. There is something you have seen. There is a direction your prayer needs to go. Open the east window. And he opened it. That man obeyed that. Now look at what happened. Then Elisha said, shoot. And he shot. Now, shoot. And he shot. Instruction. Shoot. And he shot. And everybody, can you see it? And said, the arrow of the Lord's deliverance. The arrow of what?
The Lord's deliverance.
Prayer is the arrow of the Lord's deliverance. Prayer is the arrow of the Lord's deliverance. Elijah knew that by prayer, you can shoot. You can shoot. You can shoot. And heaven is going to give way. And he said, shoot and shot, and the arrow of the Lord's deliverance, and the arrow of deliverance from Syria. Prayer is not just arrow of God's deliverance, it's arrow of deliverance from the enemies. When you pray, Satan leaves you alone. When you pray, limitation gives way. This year, God is saying, Satan will not limit you if you engage the arrow of your deliverance. Shoot the arrow. Shoot the arrow. Now, everybody, can you see it? I hope you are following me. Now, for you must strike the Syrians. Are you seeing verse 17? At Aphek, till you have what? You have destroyed them. Mark the word till. Not just shoot and stop. Till. That was the word of the prophet. Till. Till that testimony comes. Till that breakthrough comes. Till that joy comes. No wonder Jesus said, pray until your joy is full. Till. Until. Jesus said, till. Pray until that person is saved. Pray until your destiny becomes who God created you to be. Till. Don't stop. Till, don't stop. No wonder the scripture says we should pray without ceasing until. Until. Now look at it. Look at it. We are stopping soon. Verse 18. Then he said, take the arrows. So he took them and he said to the king of Israel, strike the ground. Everybody say, strike the ground.
Strike the ground.
Now, so he struck how many times? And what did he do? He stopped. The instruction of the Lord to you this year, don't stop until you see your deliverance. Till. You might have struck once, twice. You are even saying 20 times, bro Ben. For 20 years have we been praying on this and nothing has happened till it happens. Till it happens. Now, let's see it. Verse 19, everybody together. And the man of God was what? Was angry with him. What was he with him? Angry with him. And said, you should have struck 5 or 6 times. Then you will have struck Syria till you have destroyed it. But now you will strike Syria only 3 times. Every time you stop, you are stopped. Every time you stop, you are stopped. Harrow, as you cry to God, don't let it just be we cry together here corporately. Keep crying. Some of us have lost our cry. because it seems that you don't see the sign on the sky. But I want to assure you, there is a Father in heaven who has never failed. He said, call unto me, I will answer you. So if he has given a promise to answer, he will answer. The challenge is not with him. The challenge is that we strike 3 times and we stop. Don't stop. When there is a fire, you don't stop until the fire is removed. And why I have to conclude this way is this. The greatest way to use God's arrow, to use prayer, is by instruction. Every time you see a commander commands by instruction. Every time you want prayer to work for you as an arrow, pray by instruction of the word on prayer. There are instructions on how we should pray effectively, on how we can pray answered prayers, on how prayer can work for us. Don't just be praying. Pray by instructions of Christ. If he says, pray until your joy is full, don't stop. If he says, when you want to pray, forgive, then you know that you have to forgive. Every instruction on prayer must be obeyed for prayer to deliver. Every instruction, many believers pray today, but we don't pray with instructions. Joash shot. When he shot, he didn't shot based on instruction. He said, the king, Elisha did not tell him, shoot 3 times. Had him been, he said 3 times, it could have been okay. He said, shoot. So you pray by instruction. Will you receive grace this morning? Amen. Will you receive that grace this morning?
Amen.
Will you receive that grace this morning?
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Glory be to God in the highest. How many of us are ready to cry right now? How many of us know that something must take place in your life this year? Something must happen. You must see the deliverance of the Lord this year. You must see that deliverance. It is time to respond to the instruction you have received. Can we all rise to our feet? Can we all rise to our feet and lift our 2 hands unto heaven? I have a God who never fails. Can you sing that song with me? I have a God. Hallelujah. From your belly, I have a God who never fails. I have a God who never fails. I have a God who never fails.